preparing for the new school year. I'm Melissa Patrick. As the 1 month before school mark passes, work on the next edition of the Classroom Refresh Project involving Berlin, Chestnut Ridge, and Highland is nearing completion. East Holmes Superintendent Eric Bune started off by sharing that overall they are in a better place than they were 1 year ago.
At Berlin, their goal is by the end of next week to have the second floor finished and ready for cleaning and furniture. Overall, in that building, about 80% of the classrooms have flooring done and casework done already. A lot of paint going on and electrical and those types of things. Also, one thing that everyone will really notice at Berlin is a new traffic flow in the office there with a couple new doorways cut in there that funnel people directly to the office instead of into the building. It's a much similar setup as Highland currently has, and so that's all been going very well.
Bune continued with the progress at Chestnut Ridge.
The new part there at Chestnut Ridge has been cleaned and has furniture in it already, and there's a couple more classrooms that are about ready for that, so they're a little further along there at Chestnut Ridge.
Highland's progress is moving towards completion with the major portion of the projects completed.
There's a list of punch list items and some final little things, but if you walk through there today, it feels like a new office, a new classroom. Furniture still needs to go in the office, but I think the plan is for custodians to actually start moving boxes back into those spaces next week already. So that feels very good, and I think both Hammond and their subcontractors have been very responsive to the things that everybody learned from last year. I think at this time last year, I know my blood pressure was a little different than it currently is. Appreciate the work that everybody's doing.
Among other updates from East Holmes, the board approved both the cafeteria change fund in the amount of $150 and the athletics change fund in the amount of $900. Also, the board approved contracts with Tri-County ESC for the 2026-2027 school year for various purchase service positions, and the next regular meeting of the East Holmes School Board will be Friday, August 14th at 7:30 a.m. in the East Holmes Central Office. A Knox County man tied to a plot to attack the White House last month is facing a lengthy prison sentence. A federal grand jury has indicted 19-year-old Tyson Proper of Danville and seven others in connection with an alleged plot targeting the UFC event at the White House on June 14th. The defendants are charged with conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and conspiracy to murder federal officials. If convicted, they could face life in prison. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday four accidents, 22 incidents, and no arrests. Cleveland police are asking for your help to find a suspect in a deadly ATV crash. Officials say a group of dirt bikes and ATVs gathered back on May 17th near East 100th Street and Buckeye Road. That's when a red ATV performed a wheelie. A 24-year-old female passenger fell off the back and died at the hospital. Investigators believe a second rider on a white dirt bike witnessed the crash and may have information to help with the investigation. If you know anything about these drivers or the incident, please call Cleveland Police. One county is suffering unprecedented financial strain after 16 children were rescued from horrific living conditions in a rural home. State officials will vote today on the emergency transfer of $1 million from the state's controlling board to the Vinton County Department of Children and Youth. Following the arrest of four members of the Siders family and the rescue of their 16 children, the Local Resources and Foster Network of Ohio's smallest county are now completely overwhelmed. The money will be used for high-cost foster placements, specialized medical treatment, trauma care, and reimbursement for local legal and law enforcement costs. A man who was wrongfully imprisoned for a murder in the Cincinnati suburb of Oakley is now set to receive more than $500,000 from the state of Ohio. Marcus Sapp was exonerated from the charges against him related to a wrongful conviction for a 2008 home invasion, assault, and murder. Sapp spent 13 years at Madison Correction in London. Today, the Ohio Controlling Board will officially approve a payout to Sapp of over $500,000 plus interest, as state law requires the payout to be delivered within 60 days of the exoneration. Separate from the state settlement, SAP has a pending lawsuit against the city of Cincinnati alleging fabricated testimony and malicious prosecution. And finally, Disney's live-action Moana may be the top movie at the box office, but it didn't make a big splash in its first weekend. Studio estimates on Sunday show the film earned $43 million in the U.S. and Canada. Internationally, it earned $52 million for a global total of $95 million. The movie cost a reported $250 million to produce. Disney's live-action remakes have had mixed success, and a competition from other family films may have impacted Moana's performance. There are currently three PG-rated movies in the top five, including Minions and Monsters and Toy Story 5. I'm Melissa Patrick reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.